Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. If you are currently experiencing any kind of change or something new, and you kind of feel at times that you're a bit off to a rocky start, or things are not going quite as smoothly as you hoped they would, today's episode is for you. Here is a prose piece that I wrote inspired by the concept of moving into a new chapter, moving into something new. So if you find yourself in that place of newness, a shaky newness, where you aren't quite able to find your rhythm, your footing just yet, this is for you. There's a reason why we don't always like the sequel as much as the first movie. It's new. It's different. We liked how the first story ended, and we were happy with it. And we don't necessarily want to unravel it all and revisit it all again. But something different happens when we move beyond the second movie. Once you get to that third, fourth, or fifth installment in the series, if you stay with it, you start to find different parts of the overall story that you enjoy. If you stay with the series, only if you stay with it, even if you're not a fan of every plot line or every character's arc, eventually something happens that excites you to keep going, to stay with the story. I think change at first feels like that first sequel, that second movie. Change, especially unexpected change that we did not initiate, is often that part of life that leaves us asking, why? Nobody asked for this sequel. We were good with the first one. We were fine with how things were. But eventually, amidst all the movie sequels and book number twos and second series of TV dramas out there, we find stories worth staying with, even if it's a bit rocky at first. We find plot lines worth investing in, even if we're still trying to figure out the others. To embrace change is to find a story worth staying with. To welcome change is to welcome grace that reminds you, you don't have to make sense of it all right away. Everything is changing, and you are changing too. And in time, you'll start to see the possibility of a new beginning and everything it can teach you. So here's to recognizing that it's okay if some of the new things that are changing in your life feel like that second movie that you don't think should have been made. Because if you stay with it, you'll start to see that it's still a part of a greater series. It's still a part of a larger story. You're going to look back and see that some of those seasons just didn't cut it. It just wasn't as satisfying or fulfilling as you hoped it would be. But then you'll also look back and see, well, there was season 4. There was season 7, and it was awesome. You'll look back at the show, at the collection of movies as a whole, and you'll be grateful that you stayed with the story. So here's to recognizing that the rockiness and shakiness that you're experiencing right now is just one part of a larger story. A lot of things are changing around you right now, and you are changing too. You're growing in your capacity to see the larger story. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What positive change is happening in your life right now? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.